Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my V8 Ford. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low with my New York brim.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tim Irwin, 13-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Extraordinary Influence. Is that the new one, Tim?
The latest book is Extraordinary Influence, How Great Leaders Bring Out the Best in Others.
And that's the new one.
Really important topic.
Absolutely. We're talking about that. We're talking about trust. Intangibles. One of the things that I've been talking a lot about lately, Tim, along the lines of your thinking today, is the culture of corporations. And when I say corporations, I mean even your little LLC out here on Main Street, folks. The culture is an intangible. And every organization, whether it from Susie's pottery shop on Main Street to General Motors, every corporation has a culture. The question is not whether you have one. The question is are you aware of it? Do you know what it is? And are you influencing it? What do you think?
Well, I say all the time that culture has to be intentional. In other words, we have to decide if we're an owner of a business or running a company in some fashion, we need to be intentional about creating the culture. And this whole subject that we've been talking about this morning about trust, we have to be intentional about building a culture where people trust each other. One of the things I mentioned,
but also, Tim, also the culture is not just inside your four walls. Part of your culture exudes out into the marketplace, and you want to have people who are looking outside, looking in, think about trust when they think about you. You want that to happen,
exactly.
Too. I mean, that's the other thing.
You want it to be part of your brand.
Permeate
your brand.
That's exactly right.
So, no, you're...
Go ahead.
So, the third thing, I mentioned confidence, and then I mentioned character. The third thing that builds trust, in other words, if you're a business owner, you have to be clear about your intent. That people know that you intend well. You intend to treat your customers well. You intend to treat them well. That your intent is above repute. And those are three things I found. You know, we can't necessarily control what's going on in Washington, although I wish we could more so. But we can control what's happening in our own organization. And so we need to build trust. And that needs to become, as we said a minute ago, a part of our brand.
Right. Well, there's no question about it. And a friend of mine is a brand expert. He says a brand is your name, a difference with your name on it. A difference with your name on it.
Right.
And
yeah,
and exactly. In other words, you make a difference. Some when people think about you, it's remarkable. It's something that that makes them blink. And when they blink, you want them to see something that, as you say, is built on trust. And That is what I'm trying to get across, Tim, is this analog digital thing. I think the essence of where we are right now as on planet Earth is no other generation. When I say generation, I don't mean 20 years. I mean people alive today. No other generation has had to go through a dimension changing experience like we have transitioning from an analog world to a digital world. And we started it as analog beings. We're going to complete it as analog beings. And we haven't figured out how to bring these intangibles like trust along with us. What do you think?
Well, you're exactly right about that. But we've got to relearn it. And so I'm stressing this everywhere I go, that we have got to build these cultures of trust. And we are seeing poison just bleed into our society. The government, the media, this last election is just, it's unbelievable. And so we have got to make a difference, and we've got to demonstrate. We've got to be competent. We've got to demonstrate character. In other words, we got to do what we say we're going to do. We got to keep our commitments. That's all part of confidence.
Well, another thing, don't we need to agree on what is the truth and what isn't the truth? I mean, one of the things what we got people now going around is claiming the truth. It's their truth. You know, what is it? Somebody said you're responsible for your opinion, but you're not responsible for your own facts. You know, I mean, we got people who are saying it's dark outside when the sun's up, and they expect you to believe it. I mean, and that's going on not just in politics. It's going on in the marketplace. We have to call that out, don't we? Isn't that part of leadership? Isn't that part of sustaining trust, is to call out the dishonesty?
Well, we do, and it's just the appearance of this moral relativism. We see the end justifies the means. As long as I mean well, I can do just about anything. That's not true. People believe it, but it's just not true. In other words, we have got to agree on some standards that morality is not relative, and there's some core things that were built into the very fabric of our country from the outset, which have been lost.
Right, right. Hey, Tim, I need the website one more time.
DrTimIrwin.com. And Irwin is with an I.
All right. Hey, Tim.
So lots of stuff there, books, speaking, et cetera.
And yeah, the new book is called, Impact is the second one before that.
That's Two Back. That's
Two Back. And then
Extraordinary Influence.
That's the new one.
How great leaders bring out the best in others.
Good job. Come back soon. Tim Irwin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day.
Thank you, Jim.
I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.